It's a nice week. This week just kind of leading into the final, and there's a nice buzz about, and it's a huge honour to be captain of a team like ours. It's just full of just pure raw talent. It's a huge privilege, you know.
Yeah. You had a long wait for your first game last weekend, and I know you missed it because of a family wedding. But certainly the delay didn't seem to affect Donegal. Big win.
No, a massive one. Everybody that was at the game was just raving about, the girls' mobility and how well they were moving and just how fresh they looked. And it just kind of seemed to come at the right time. They had it really, really well. And I suppose that's really pleasing, probably from a management's perspective and from the girls' perspective. But it's nice to get that kind of, to come in and had it really well at that time, you know.
Are we reading maybe too much into that? Is there a danger maybe that Monaghan seem to be slipping a little bit off the scales?
I suppose they're, I still think credit where credit's due. You still have to go out and beat what's in front of you. But I would say that there's been maybe a slight change to it. Maybe Monaghan, they're probably not with the same kind of attacking ability that they used to have. But Monaghan are still a quality team. They've had more additions to their team than the team we played in the league, where we only won by 3 points. So it was 1-7 to 1-4 that day. And, with a minimalistic maybe changes, a few here and there, that it was effectively the same team. So, credit where credit's due. I think the girls deserve a massive amount of credit for bringing that pace and that intensity to the game, and say you can only beat what's in front of you.
And talk to me about Armagh. Donegal and Armagh, no strangers to each other. You've met quite a lot over the last few years in both league and championship, and I suppose no greater reminder of what Armagh are capable of was last year's semi-final, the first half.
I suppose it was a weird enough match in the sense that we started relatively well. We had plenty of opportunities to kind of stay with them, but we were playing against a kind of stiff breeze, and you couldn't really underestimate how much of an impact that had on the game in the first half. As you can see, the way it was a complete role reversal nearly in the second half, in the sense that we had it, and it was genuinely whoever made the most of the wind, Tom, and thankfully we did. But it was a very physical game, and we expect no different tomorrow.
Yeah, they've got the advantage of maybe an extra week to prepare. Any fear that the 7 day turnaround, 6-7 day turnaround could catch up with you?
Not really. So you do that every week in the league anyway. Everybody, we love playing back to back. You love playing Sunday after Sunday, and maybe if you're still kind of coming off a nice buzz after last Saturday, I suppose, and you've a nice kind of clean week now where it's not too hectic and not too crazy, and you're just looking forward to the game again. So I think it'll serve us well, hopefully.
Yeah, I got the sense from very early from talking to management and talking to some of you players as well, that there's a steely determination this year, and maybe because some of you, I don't want to retire you or anything like that, but you're coming towards that stage where you probably have to think about maybe your future in the game, that there's a lot of mature players there that are really giving it a lash, and maybe sights set even higher than an Ulster.
Naturally enough, there's just that period in time where you have a batch or a group of players that are hitting kind of maybe close to 30, and they're thinking about life after football maybe.
And in ladies football, that's quite, that's...
I suppose you wouldn't, I suppose ladies are a wee bit different in the men's side of things, but you still have a life to live outside of that, and there comes a time and a place where you think about, as I say, life after football, and we're looking, there's a few of us are probably pretty close to that now at this stage, and you know that the end line's probably not far away, and I suppose you think that every year you want to give it a rattle, but it's a wee bit more prolific now in your mind when you're kind of in around that age profile. You're kind of thinking that when you have a good group of players together and you've a good setup and everything, you're ticking a lot of boxes, I suppose, in our own heads, it's you dare to dream a wee bit, and you're kind of thinking a wee bit farther down the line, and it's only natural. So.
Yeah, and there are a hardcore of you who have won All-Ireland Intermediate and two Ulsters already, so obviously, you're a pretty ambitious bunch as well.
I suppose we had a few years there where we weren't really hitting the heights that we would have hoped to have done, and this year we've brought a lot of freshness into the team. Since 2010, I suppose it took us a few years to get back to kind of 2015, and slowly, kind of steadily, since 2015, we've been kind of just kind of bringing in new players, and this year, I suppose, it has been our biggest kind of probably injection of youth and freshness, you know. It makes a big difference to the way you approach things and the way you train and everything. So it's yeah, we've been kind of building slowly since 15. You know, we won our first senior title in 2015, and the second one in 17, and we're back now in our third Ulster final in 4 years. So you could not be but happy with that.
And yeah, and it's a matter of now just focusing between now and Sunday and getting ready for Armagh and know what to expect.
That's it, yeah. We're very aware of the challenge that Armagh brings. You know, they're a very physical side, and I suppose we're lucky in Ulster that we have kind of three teams there that any one of them on any given day will give you a solid challenge, you know, and Armagh is no different. They've a quality kind of set up. They're, as I say, they're very strong and very physical, and yeah, we're looking forward to it, but you know, nothing will come easy against any Ulster side.